The 80-20 principle by Richard Koch explores a simple yet powerful idea that a small percentage of causes, inputs, or efforts typically lead to a large percentage of results, outputs, or rewards. This idea, also known as the Pareto principle, is based on the observation that roughly 80% of outcomes come from 20% of efforts. Koch expands this concept into a life and business philosophy, demonstrating how recognizing and applying this imbalance can lead to greater efficiency, effectiveness, and satisfaction. Koch begins by explaining the origins of the principle, credited to Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto, who noticed in the 19th century that 80% of Italy's land was owned by 20% of the population. This pattern, an unequal relationship between effort and outcome, shows up consistently in economics, business, and daily life. Koch argues that most people and organizations operate under the mistaken belief that effort and reward are equally linked. Instead, by identifying and focusing on the top-performing 20% of activities, individuals and companies can achieve much more while doing less. In business, the 80-20 principle reveals that a small portion of products, customers, or employees typically generate the majority of profits or value. For example, 20% of customers may account for 80% of revenue. Koch urges businesses to identify these vital few and direct resources toward nurturing them while minimizing effort on the trivial many that produce little return. The principle also applies to personal productivity. Most people spend too much time on low-impact tasks that yield little value. Koch advises readers to reflect on their activities, determine which ones produce the greatest results, and eliminate or delegate the rest. This approach leads to more meaningful work, improved time management, and reduced stress. It encourages people to focus on outcomes, not effort. Koch further expands the principle into areas like decision-making, time management, personal finance, and relationships. He emphasizes the importance of strategic laziness, being selective, intentional, and focused rather than constantly busy. By simplifying and concentrating on high-impact areas, people can gain greater control over their lives and experience more freedom and fulfillment. Another key point in the book is that the 80-20 pattern is non-linear and exponential. Small inputs can lead to massive outputs if leveraged properly. This opens the door to innovation, entrepreneurship, and creative thinking as people begin to question traditional assumptions and seek smarter, not harder, ways of working and living. Koch also acknowledges that while the 80-20 rule isn't an exact formula, the pattern consistently holds as a guiding principle across many domains. In conclusion, the 80-20 principle offers a transformative framework for achieving more by doing less. Richard Koch presents a compelling case for reassessing priorities, identifying what truly drives success, and eliminating the unnecessary. Whether in business, personal productivity, or lifestyle design, applying the 80-20 rule empowers individuals to work smarter, focus on what matters, and unlock extraordinary results with less effort.